Thomas, perhaps I could start by asking you a very broad question in terms of what is the significance of these greeting cards to your experience as a maker and, you know, your early influence?
I was brought up around people who didn't buy cards. And then when you saw the buyable cards that at the time in the 1970s were there to buy, they seemed so rubbish, I mean, just in really simple terms. When I was first growing up, and the W.H. Smiths in Wood Green and the Woolworths, you know, had the worst puppies coming out of socks and chicks and you know, baubles, and I mean, it just seemed so cheesy. Cards had been a way of, when you're a child, you don't have access to bandsaw or welder or anything, but you do have access to card and knives and scissors, and so there were ways to make tests or experiments with things.
So Thomas, were these cards a way of you reintroducing a specialness to sending and receiving these types of cards?
It was the way I knew to show appreciation. I finished and set up my studio in 1994, and again, there were all these people who help you to get going, and it's at the time when you most need help. You're really aware that everyone's really helping you. It seemed that to give someone your idea, your time and your thinking, some kind of give someone an idea was, I perceived, I mean, maybe it wasn't perceived that back, but I perceived that that was a thing to do, and it wasn't about money.
John, you're here as a recipient of Heatherwick Studio Christmas cards. What was the experience like receiving these cards every year?
Well, Francis Sorrell and I have been receiving Thomas's cards for a long time. And the fact is, though, that because we have been in the design community for many, many years, we are quite used to receiving special Christmas cards. Thomas, quite simply, took things to a completely different level. The marvellous thing about the cards, is that they are about ingenuity, imagination. They're about trying to do things differently. They're about making. So, in a wonderful way, they sum up the practice. And I think that's very important, because these are inevitably physically small things, but they symbolise the ability of the practice to think in a different way.
Pritpal, your role within the history of these cards has been, you know, vital, I guess, because of your role at Royal Mail, working with the studio to realise some of these ideas. So perhaps to start off with, can you just tell us a little bit about your role at Royal Mail, what the Special Hand Stamp Centre does as part of your day-to-day work?
The service we provide includes customers ranging from one item to mark a personal occasion such as a birthday, to those firms ordering over 10,000 items to mark the millennium.
So this would be, instead of having a standard post stamp which has the date and the sorting office, it would be a personalised message or an image, something,
that's
whatever
correct.
A customer wants.
That's correct, yeah. It can include any personal message or an image, which is obviously have to be approved by Royal Mail, and you can actually...
So there's some really extraordinary hand stamps that you can pick. And I always felt that we were maybe boring you by always picking the simplest.
No, we actually knew that initially when first you started with us, it was really nice to see every time the ideas, new ideas, so beautiful ideas, and the cards, as I said, in the team meetings, every time that we had the routine stuff in the meeting. But then when it came to the cards, we'll all have it. Good cheer about the whole thing. It will bring the happiness and the, everything will laugh about it and talk about it.
This was the one, when I think of the one, because this was the one which was like the magic hand stamp. And I had people say, how did you do that? How did you? Because this, this was the card where, so this stamp is floating in a sort of an apparent icy block of acrylic. But the amazing thing is that the postmark is floating, apparently just floating, cast in the block of acrylic. And that, to me, was amazing that you made that happen. But the point was that with anyone receiving this is there thinking, how the hell did they do that?
That's right.
And almost it makes you feel that this must have been made by you, not by us.